Mechanicsville, also known as the Battle of Beaver Dam Creek, was the second in a series of major encounters known as the 7 Days Battle, in which the Confederate Army fought off the attempt by Union General George B. McClellan and the Army of the Potomac to seize Richmond, the seat of the government of the Confederacy. In a letter to his father, 2nd Lieutenant James Logan Greenlee, a student at Davidson College before the war, describes the movement of General William Dorsey Pender's brigade of North Carolina troops towards the Union line of battle. Pender's brigade included the 16th, 22nd, 34th, and the 38th Regiments of North Carolina troops. Greenlee's account begins as the brigade reaches Mechanicsville. The town has been devastated by heavy artillery fire.
Band of brothers, native of the soil, waiting for the proper chief we came by on soil. When first a right was written, and the cry grew near and far, we raised on high the bonny blue flag, it bears a single star.
When we came to Mechanicsville, we passed through by the right flank, then about-faced, and marched on back through. Here were the first dead and wounded men that I saw. They had been killed by shell and belonged to another regiment. The houses were badly torn up, and they were fixing them up as hospitals. Well, just after passing Mechanicsville, a shell exploded in the regiment just before ours and wounded 4 men. We had to step over them as we went on. The Yankees gradually withdrew their battery as we advanced and added new guns. Our artillery replied to them. We advanced until we came to a dry, wooded hollow. In this, there was a whole brigade lying down to shelter themselves from the cannon. We halted and lay down also. And now the cannonading was redoubled. The balls, shells, and grapeshot flew over us in a hurry, striking the trees and cutting off limbs, but I did not see any man struck while he lay there. As we came out of this woods, when we were passing through a cornfield, the first man was wounded in our company. It was George Lackey. George is a good soldier and brave. But there was no time for dodging now. The shot was too thick. When we came to the edge of the woods, we found a Virginia regiment drawn up in the edge of the woods in the line of battle, and we formed behind them. Then they advanced into the woods and commenced firing. Presently, they came out in considerable confusion and began to form in front of us. Our colonel called out to them to form behind us and let us go in. We advanced into the thicket, and thicket it was, briar bushed and old logs thick. When we had gone a short distance, Copeland was wounded. He was struck by grapeshot, and his thigh was shattered all to pieces. There was a Virginia regiment in here ahead of us. They were firing to the front, but the smoke was so thick it was impossible to see anything. The balls and grape were coming in thick, shaving the leaves and striking the trees.
Young Lieutenant Greenlee saw McClellan's army driven away from Richmond in the days after Mechanicsville. He died of typhoid fever in Virginia on the 30th of September, 1862.
Oh, we're a band of brothers, native of the soil. Waiting for the proper chief we came by on soil. When first a right was written and the cry grew near and far, we raised on high the bonny blue flag, it bears a single star.
Mm-hmm.